The storm struck the U.S. Gulf Coast southwest of New Orleans, knocking down power lines and creating waves several meters high. Torrential rain buffeted the coast as the storm brushed past New Orleans, losing strength as it headed inland, past the city of Baton Rouge and into the state of Texas. Emergency officials are relieved that losses are low, but Louisiana's Lieutenant Governor Mitchell Landrieu says he worries most about the levees and walls that protect populated areas from the swollen Mississippi River and Lake Pontchartrain.
We're watching the pictures of the splash over on the Industrial Canal and just monitoring everything as closely as we can. But, you know, I want to remind everybody about Katrina. You know, that storm passed and everybody thought it was okay, and then, you know, other things happened.
3 years ago, levees were breached by the floodwaters of Hurricane Katrina, inundating 80% of New Orleans, destroying homes and leaving thousands of people stranded. More than 1,400 people died in that storm and in the chaotic and late rescue effort that followed. This time, people heeded warnings to evacuate, and nearly 2 million departed from the coastal areas in advance of the storm. Rescue efforts have been prompt and well coordinated. Greg Champagne, the sheriff of St. Charles Parish, a district west of New Orleans, says it's too early for evacuees to return.
Sit tight just a little bit longer. We've got plenty of deputies to control the streets and protect your property tonight. We're going to be out there in full force, very aggressively. We don't want anybody on the streets tonight. Our curfew, consider it in effect now. Don't go on the streets, residents. Stay home. There's nothing you can do on the street right now but hurt yourself.
While New Orleans was largely deserted when the storm hit, C.W. Stanbaugh was among those who stayed behind. From the front door of his home, he surveyed the fallen trees.
The only damage that I've seen is primarily on the street here. What I've seen on television, we've got a battery-operated television. And it seems to be pretty much just like this all over the city.
Meanwhile, New Orleans has yet to recover from the devastation of Katrina in 2005. Barry Wood, VOA News, New Orleans, Louisiana.